They say that are indicating follow up progress note, patient name. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-1, Darna, D-A-R-N-E-L-L, date of birth, 11-2-1965. Subject, this is 57-year-old male, admitted to the sub-acute rehab for physical therapy, continuation of care. Patient has a multiple medical problem, fall, morbid obesity, COPD, physical deconditioning, obesity with sleep apnea. He was hospitalized in Washington, and after therapy, he was transferred here for continuation of subacute rehab and physical therapy. Today, when I saw him, he has no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. He said he has been cooperating with physical therapy. He denies any chest pain, no fever, no chills. He was requesting diet pill to lose weight, and I have discussed with him and counseled him that he need to see a dietitian first, and because of the side effect of all those medications. Currently, we'll more focus on the rehab. An examination, he's awake, alert, oriented, and 3. His blood pressure is 128 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 8.0, 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Next couple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, box is positive, extremities. No bilateral, no cough tenderness, no edema. Neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented, and 3. There's a bilateral lower extremity weakness and ambulatory dysfunction. Old healed surgical scar on the right leg noted from the previous surgery. Neuro, awake, alert, oriented, and 3. Bilateral lower extremity weakness and ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment. Patient is admitted. Number 1, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, status post right femur fracture, status post ORIF. History of complication, cardiac arrest with recovery. Next line, history of motor vehicle crash in June 2023. Next line, morbid obesity. Next line, severe obstructive sleep apnea. This is on CPAP. History of COPD. A plan of care.
He's referred in the CPAC, I believe.
Okay, thank you. We have advised the patient to CPAP as recommended by the hospital and as the condition diagnosis. Discussed the nursing staff and patient has been refusing CPAP. But his current medication, he's on fluticasone/salmeterol, 250 over 51 per BID, will be continued. The Sanopril 5 mg daily, Tylenol 5 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, PRN, Tazodone 50 mg daily, Nifedipine XL, 90 mg daily for hypertension, with the parameter Sana/Dacosate, 2 tablets BID, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puff every 4 hours as needed. Hydralazine 25 mg 3 times a day, vitamin D 1000 units daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, will continue all his current medication, extensive physical therapy, as per patient request regarding a diet pill. I have request the dietitian to see the patient and counseling and further evaluation. I also, patient has not ambulating well and advise him we should put him on DVT prophylaxis medication like Lovina, Phenheparin. Patient is alert, rented M3, he's adamantly refused, but he's agreed for TED stocking. I have discussed with the nursing staff that we can give him TED stocking at daytime, but off at night. In the meantime, I have reviewed his recent labs. WBC 6.9, hemoglobin 12.7, hematocrit 43.1, platelet count 289, sodium 140, potassium 4.4, carrier 105, CO 231, glucose is 95, BUN 12, creatinine 0.7. At this point, he will be continued on all his current medication. Case number discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.